Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into IndiaMART Eye's lending expansion as profits surge 12%. Daily Brief, 22nd July, 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, so three stories out of MSME Spark's 2026 land on the same day that IndiaMART drops a 12% profit jump and announces it's eyeing lending. That's not a coincidence. That's a signal. Mira, where do we start?
Start with the money that isn't flowing. Devara Research at MSME Sparks basically said nano enterprises, we're talking the chai stall, the single loom weaver, the vegetable wholesaler, they're structurally invisible to formal credit. And the fix isn't more NBFCs. It's three policy shifts: better data infrastructure, recognition of informal cash flows as credit signals, and simplified KYC pathways for microbusinesses.
And when you say invisible, you mean algorithmically invisible? Like they exist, they transact, but the credit system just doesn't see them?
Exactly. They have GST data sometimes, they have UPI transaction history, but the underwriting models aren't built to read those signals. The policy ask is essentially, build the pipes first, then the credit flows. Builders targeting this segment need to understand that the infrastructure bet is upstream of the product bet.
So if you're building an MSME lending product right now, you're basically waiting on policy?
Or you're shaping it. The smart builders are the ones in rooms like MSME Sparks, presenting data, influencing what the framework looks like. That's not lobbying. That's product strategy at a regulatory layer.
Now here's where I want to connect two threads. Because Finn's Rajini Varma was also at MSME Sparks, talking about AI for retail automation. And her point is almost the mirror image of the Devara point. Devara is saying MSMEs can't access capital. Finn is saying MSMEs can't afford headcount. Same constraint, different face.
That's the exact right read. Both are really about the same underlying problem. MSMEs are running on thin margins with almost no slack, whether that's capital slack or labor slack. Finn's pitch is, AI can give you the operational leverage of a larger business without the payroll. Autonomous inventory management, demand forecasting, customer interactions, purpose-built, low-cost, not enterprise software repackaged.
And the Zoho angle at the same event ties the bow on it, honestly. Their global startup head is saying, borrow startup speed, keep your fundamentals. Which to me sounds like they figured out that MSMEs get burned by tools that promise disruption but break their workflows.
Zoho's framing is really sharp for product builders to hear. The MSME owner didn't build a 20-year textile business by moving fast and breaking things. They want efficiency, not transformation. So if you're positioning your SaaS product as, we'll completely change how you work, you're losing them. Position it as a speed multiplier on what already works.
Okay, let's talk IndiaMART, because 172.2 crore net profit, 12% YOY growth. That's a solid quarter. But the lending announcement is the real headline buried in the earnings.
It's the classic captive ecosystem play. IndiaMART has millions of B2B buyers and sellers transacting on their platform. They have the transaction data, they have the relationship, they have the trust. Lending is the natural next product layer. You don't need to acquire the customer. You already have them. The CAC is effectively zero on the lending side.
And this is the IndiaMART-Devara connection, isn't it? Devara is saying policy needs to unlock credit for nano enterprises. IndiaMART is sitting on exactly the kind of transaction data that Devara says should be recognized as a credit signal.
That is the pattern. The policy infrastructure Devara is asking for, if it gets built, is the exact tailwind that makes IndiaMART's lending play dramatically more powerful. Right now, they'd be lending against their own proprietary data. With a formal framework recognizing B2B platform transaction history as a credit input, their underwriting gets sharper and their addressable market gets bigger.
So builders watching IndiaMART shouldn't just see an e-commerce company adding a fintech feature. They should see what happens when a data-rich platform gets regulatory permission to monetize that data through credit.
And ask themselves, what data does my platform sit on that a lender would pay for, or that I could use to underwrite my own users? That's the product question IndiaMART just made more urgent.
All right, let's move through the rest of the day. France banning social media for under 15s, and also smartphones in high schools. strictest move globally on youth platform access.
The number that matters here isn't French, it's directional. Europe moves as a bloc on regulation. France goes first, the EU framework follows, and then Indian regulators start getting asked why we haven't done the same. If you're building anything with teen users, gaming, edtech, social, content, you need an age-gating strategy that isn't just a checkbox.
NCW forming three expert groups on AIR and IVF services, health tech builders in reproductive health.
Get into the policy conversation now. Regulatory frameworks in reproductive health are rare in India. When they form, they define what's permissible for a decade. If you're building in this space, you want to be shaping the framework, not adapting to it later.
Aqua AirX and their avatar drone, air to underwater in a single mission. That's a genuinely wild product.
Bengaluru, deep tech, defense, and coastal patrol use case. The strategic insight for builders is the multi-domain capability as defensible IP. It's not just a better drone. It's a drone that does something no single domain vehicle can. That's a moat built into the physics of the product.
Ather Energy, at 300 crore at 1,202 per share, and with existing investors putting in another 1,200 crore, total capital infusion hits 2,500 crore. That's a big number.
Manufacturing and product expansion is where that's going. When a post-IPO EV company raises at that scale through institutional placement, it's signaling a production ramp that changes unit economics. Watch for new category launches. That's where the product story gets interesting.
And closing out, Tushart Studios getting selected for Gamescom Invest Circle 2026 with Hanuman's Legacy, Indian mythology, global stage.
This is the playbook. English-first execution, culturally rooted IP. Hanuman travels. The mistake Indian game studios make is assuming cultural specificity is a barrier to global distribution. Gamescom selection says the opposite. If your IP is distinctive and your execution is global grade, the cultural rootedness is the differentiator.
So what's the one thing a builder listening to all of this today should actually do?
Map your platform's data exhaust. Whether you're in B2B commerce, retail, SaaS, or health tech, you're sitting on transaction signals, behavioral patterns, compliance data. The thread across today is that the builders winning the next layer are the ones who looked at their existing data and asked what financial or operational service they could build on top of it. IndiaMART just showed you the destination. The question is whether your data is good enough to get there. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.